The cherished objects we had brought with us thus far were left behind in the train, and with them, at last, our illusions. Every 2 yards or so, an SS man held his Tommy gun trained on us. Hand in hand, we followed the crowd. An SS non-commissioned officer came to meet us, a truncheon in his hand. He gave the order, "Men to the left, women to the right." 8 words spoken quietly, indifferently, without emotion. 8 short, simple words. Yet that was the moment when I parted from my mother. I had not had time to think, but already I felt the pressure of my father's hand. We were alone. For part of a second, I glimpsed my mother and my sisters moving away to the right. Tsipora held mother's hand. I saw them disappear into the distance. My mother was stroking my sister's fair hair as though to protect her, while I walked on with my father and the other men. And I did not know that in that place, at that moment, I was parting from my mother and Tsipora forever. I went on walking. My father held onto my hand. Behind me, an old man fell to the ground. Near him was an SS man putting his revolver back in its holster. My hand shifted on my father's arm. I had one thought, not to lose him, not to be left alone.
Okay, I think this is a really important moment in the book. Eli and his family have just entered the concentration camp, where a group of brutal Nazi soldiers called SS officers are in charge. As the prisoners arrive at the camps, the SS officers separate the men and boys from the women and girls. Eli says that although he didn't know it then, at this moment, he was seeing his mother and sisters for the last time. That makes me suspect that his mother and sisters are going to die at Auschwitz. Next, Eli hears an old man behind him fall to the ground as an SS officer puts his gun away. Although Eli doesn't say it outright, we can assume that the SS officer just shot the old man dead. Now, Eli wants only to hold his father's hand and never let it go. He doesn't want to lose his father like he's just lost the rest of his family. What will happen to them now? Let's continue reading from the bottom of page 27 with "The SS officers gave the order."
The SS officers gave the order. "Form fives! Commotion! At all costs, we must keep together."